begin the current daven sefer but become a samer beyond I'll begin to not be the gemara liba belipsa harach. If he blew and the wind blew, imish b'lebuka de labeschayv. If there's enough with his blowing to cause it to inflame, then he's liable. Then love's not part. He's going to make some. Which Tosfos explains, where there's not enough in the wind on its own to go and cause the flame. The ibiyesh b'kidei labes, because if the wind itself had enough to cause the flame, I feel like yishesh b'libuyim labekidei labes, and even if his blowing that he blew had enough to inflame it, let me say, why would he be liable? Because the labi yonami hayolach mazik, even without him, it would have gotten damaged anyway. Levada rather, obviously, we're told my kishin beruach kidei labes mayri that it's not enough in the wind itself to cause the flame. Ula kechel. Therefore, now we understand Allah. Kishyesh b'libuyim kidei labes. When there's enough in his blowing to inflame it, Chaim Lab, the one that's blowing is liable. Ki huas akol, that means he did everything. Because this is like the halacha of zei yachol, but zei ein yachol. That one could do it on his own, the other one cannot do it on his own. The chasha, that's considered the ein yachol, the one who cannot do it is only misayaya, only assisting what's called she'im by mamish, that doesn't have substance, as the Gemara said, Berakam, Sneha, Shabbat, Abtsad, give him an alf. Now, the main, now, if there's not enough in his blowing to inflame it, and even though the wind itself also on its own could not have done it, but is going to be exempt. He's not liable for his fire, only if he did so much on his own, without the helping of the wind with anything else, that then they could harm with a common wind after he finished making the ash. But that's what the pasuk sounds like when it says the one who makes the fire. He made the fire on his own, that now it could go and damage with a common wind. That's what he's going to be exempt, because the belav libuye without his blow. It couldn't have damage without being inflamed. The flaming, which is the finishing of making the mazikesh, he himself couldn't make it without the wind. Baruch and Ezek, the man asks and says, "My potter, why is he exempt? Who cares? It should be that when you're doing the blowing through the assistance of the wind, he lost above the atmosphere, should be like he did on his own. Why? Like we find by the Melach of Shabbos, the Chashav Zayda, that it's considered winnowing, and the wind assisting him. As he did on his own. That's what he had from Melach on Shabbos. Where he blew from one side, which should be in there, in such a situation, in derech haruach l'sai, it's not normal for the wind to assist him if it's blowing from the other side. Even if it happens in the stayeb libuy haruach that he gets assistance for the blowing of the wind, but it's going to be examined because the lehabla asuga daite, he should not have entertained she'd start libuy haruach and libuy that the blowing of the wind will help with his blowing. It's not common that it would combine. And therefore, Lehabalezor, because he doesn't have to have been careful regarding this, Yisim Mebiruch Sha'in Mitsuyi, more than an uncommon wind, which you're part of Bokach Pesh, this is the way he explains. Baijal of Arish, another explanation you can give is Kagan Shalibim Tzad Echad. What does that mean? He blew from one side. Sha'in Belebuyi Lelabis Kalamaduda, that is not enough with his blowing to have inflamed the whole flame. Velebujuach, and neither with the wind, Elam Tzad Echad, the Meduda, Libahu. It's just that on one side of the flame he was blowing. Tzad achad, it sounds like on the same side, but on a different side of the same side. Tzad achad li beruach, on the other side the wind was blowing. Now, if the flame would have been only inflamed from one side, it would have gone out. Because it's too little. Because the flames gathered together, so the flame got big and it damaged. So, now it's not someone to win the wing with the wind helping, because the mashaliba, this study inflames it, in this case, the wind didn't help it itself, it's the two of them together, but it wasn't assisted, whereas by Zer, the wind is helping what you're doing yourself, and therefore that's why by Zer you'll be chayev and not a behem. Next is master begin with the word says he was blowing it with a common wind, and then the wind and the blowing with an uncommon wind. And this is the interpretation. If there's enough with his blowing to make it inflame, meaning with a common wind, so that's you liable for, because the chashuk loy sakul b'fnatzvah, it's considered as if he did it all on his own. The love is not, meaning that there wouldn't be enough with a common wind to inflame it. Ela deiruch she'in mitzuya, only through an uncommon wind, shesiyatu, which helped him, nasa is made. Then the malabah part, then the one who's flaming is going to be exempt, because the meruch she'in mitzuya, because the uncommon wind, l'havala sukadai, does not have to entertain, which was how it ended up happening. So next says Master Bin the Gemara, Reb Zeira may say Kegun the Tzamer Tzimure, which means Lo Nafach Ba'or. He didn't blow in the fire. Kain the Shivas Ruch like blowing. Halachim Hevel Piv Vaytzial or Labavoy says just the vapor of his breath that he extends outwards towards the fire to inflame it. And this is what the Gemara is saying. If there's enough in his blowing on its own to cause the flame, is going to be liable. If not, it's probably going to be exempt. Meaning, even together with the wind, it gets inflamed. But he didn't have to entertain that the blowing the wind will combine together with his breath. And it will assist through him to cause them to be inflamed. It's not really common that the blowing of the wind will combine with his hot breath to assist it. Why? Because actually, that they actually are destructive one for the other. Because even though they're both blowing from the same side, because the breath is hot and the wind is cold, and therefore it's not common for them to work together in tandem, and therefore, even if it does, that's not something he should have entertained, and therefore he's going to be punished. Next is master with the words of Gemara Rabashim. He says, "Kemri nazeri beruch maseyatei." When do we say that winnowing with the wind assisting that you're going to be liable? Han middle in Shabbos. You're going to malachim Shabbos. Malachim on Shabbos. The Torah makes forbidden a calculated action. Now, kshagurim lizreit through, and when it causes to winnow through haruch maseyatei with the wind that assists him, malachim on Shabbos is a calculated action. L'horachay begramas zviyazu. Therefore, you're liable for the causation of this winnowing. But it's not considered that as if he did the winnowing on his own. But therefore here, regarding laws of Nezikin, it's not considered that you made the fire el garim, you're just a groma. But the Torah only makes you liable for actually making the flame, not causing havar de ruach hamasate, by causing the flame through the wind that's assisting. And it's considered as a causation, indirect cause, regarding the mazik of fire, a kol shai gramas, like all other gramas, the kamel gramas, that we know the halacha is, when you cause damages, you're exempt in a court of law. Now, ma'aber avash the part of gabadak sabal yach, but he asked about basav chavav menav ma'ish no mezayir beruach masiatoi. What's the difference between winnowing and wind assisting? So the truth is, what's bothering Taisus is that this is mar bar avashi, and here avashi seems to say, what do you mean? What are you asking with Nezikin from Loch of Zerah, we already explained why it's different. So he says, Matzi Sabak Ravashi Dach, he could hold like his father, Ravashi, over here, because the Hasam and Chiv Harchaka, there is regarding the Loch of distancing, Chashim Gidi Delay. So it's considered your arrows, but Torach Laharchik, and you have to distance yourself because that's regarding an Isser, not regarding Chiv, not liable, but regarding Isser, that you have to distance yourself. And the Phila Rabiesi, even according to Biesi, Kumar Chokas, Sula Mashaivach, like distancing the ladder from the Dovkat, the Chashav Gira Delay, that's considered like his arrows lit in a Chokka that could cause damage. Avgav to the Chashav Lehasim al Gramma, although he only considers it as a Gramma, the Potmet Tashlumen, which is exempt from Makamakamasa, but still there's a prohibition, but you have to distance it. And Veget Sayyid Mutaka Zapatish, and from the Gemara later on, the Psamach Rezim Beis, when there's a spark that comes out from his hammer, the Chashav Mazik that's considered as a Mazik. Why is that considered a mazik? From the nichalei the tetzel, because there he wants it to go out. Umaka b'kareth kalkach, and he's also banking so strong. Sha'acha gemar koicha, that after he finishes with his strength, yazik b'ruch mitzur, he's going to damage with a common wind. And v'kach mashan b'layachba, this is how the Gemara explains in answer to layachba. But v'rotz l'hamad sh'makam kalkach b'koyach, and it doesn't want to explain that you hit so hard, ha'shemazim b'koyach adam l'vadim b'ruch, that would damage, which is the force of the person without any wind at all. Because in Kinnab, that would be the case, Levit totally got in the Zakin Ash, and they wouldn't be taught at all with the Mazik and the Ash, which it was. It's at the end of our parak regarding Mazik and Ash, like Abin Zakin Ash would be the damage of a person. So rather, it's so strong that it will damage with a Ruach Matsui, which is considered the Mazik of Ash. But again, that's why it's considered differently, and then you're liable over there. It's not just a regular grumman that you're going to be punt. Next test, Matabin the Gemara, Mahachar Gumman Zakin. Here, it's considered a damage in an indirect way. From here, it seems that, okay, so here we're talking about with the wind and the person, but it sounds like the mishnah have you ate some or two people bring the wood and the flame. But libershem they both inflame it. And if each one himself and his own blowing would not have been enough to inflame it, that pot you'd be exempt because it's a grama because you couldn't have done it alone enough. And the tamer would. But someone that says this, how could two people who are inflaming it be pot? Ayakama is coming to include all things with height, which according to Pirush Rashi explains, and they call balakam all living creatures which have a certain height for themselves. Yerushalmi sounds like the man be lones. It's including trees, mechodem and mechubah, and anything that's attached to the ground. But achiyisas and that's how it's brought in Yerushalmi. Ima hagadish miyuchid. You would think, okay, just like a pile of a grain is distinct from tallish mekarka, which is detached from the ground. Of course, tallish mekarka also anything that's attached from the ground. Ayakama, which teaches no even balakama, meaning things that are attached to the ground like trees and all davar hamachubah.